Hi, Joe. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, Tyler. No, how's it going?
Good. Do you know what we're doing today?
I heard something. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit sleepy. I just got done shoveling and I got a
Oh,
phone call.
what were you shoveling?
I was shoveling out my dear grandma. I was shoveling out her
You're
house to make sure.
shoveling out your grandma.
Yes.
You
I
mean like
wasn't
her
eating.
driveway?
Yes, I wasn't eating out my grandma. I was shoveling her out.
Okay, so you're tired, you're exhausted.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sleepy. Okay, but I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to
Okay,
go.
well, Joe, it sounds like it's the perfect time to play Are You Smarter Than a Senile Old Man? 30 minutes on the fucking clock. This is a shush shush hour sabotage.
What? Oh
Fuck
my
you.
God.
We got
Wait, wait, wait.
a special guest here, Old Man Higgins.
Oh God. You better have a good excuse for waking me up on a snow-filled Sunday like this. Good Lord. Oh.
I'm sorry. Did anybody?
Buckley.
What? What?
Oh, Buckley, what are you doing, my boy? You know, I'm sitting here. I'm in my rocking chair. I'm just watching the snow fall, and all of a sudden, I get a telephone call. Are you behind this? Did you do this?
No, I did not. No, I have. I am just as much in the dark as you. I don't know what's happening.
Okay,
oh,
Joe.
God.
30
Oh,
minutes
God.
Is already on the clock. I hope you plan on being entertaining.
I'm okay. I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit tired. You understand how that goes, don't you, Mr. Higgins?
Well, tired. I'll give you tired. You know, when I was your age, you know, we snuffled walks, you know, that were half a mile long, and we didn't have shovels. We had toothpicks. So what's your excuse?
Well, I had to use my bare hands. My shovel broke. I was like a Wolverine. I was digging through the terrain, the mounty terrain.
Oh God,
mounty
the bare hands. You were
terrain.
Wearing gloves. Gloves made of bear fur.
I don't believe in gloves. I wear fingerless gloves. It makes me look cool whenever I have my vaping kit and I can touch my iPhone screen better then because my fingers are out.
Who gives a fucking shit?
Oh, God. 1982 called. They want their aesthetics back.
Well, listen, I just got an iPod Shuffle for Christmas. I just got one. I'm very excited. I can play 82 of my favorite songs. That's how much they can hold. 82 songs.
Can you name two songs?
Yes, I can.
Okay, but they can't be from that dang video game you like.
Which one?
The one that you always quote the songs from. The I don't know, the 80s soundtrack game you play all the time.
Oh, Hotline Miami?
Oh, I've got access.
Okay.
Nothing from Hotline
Miami. I just
watched
his iPod Shuffle.
Oh,
I can
no!
see a shuffle. He's got I can see it. He's got Mr. Wonderful by Smile DK.
No, I don't like that.
Bye Bye Baby Balloon from the Dance Dance Revolution soundtrack. Oh, you like that tune? Ooh.
I do not like that tune. Absolutely not.
Okay, Joe, we are at 28 minutes, 8 seconds left. This is already a shit show. Here we go.
Okay.
First question. I guess this is open, so just scream. You got it, if you think you know the answer.
I'll clap.
Okay. Queen provided the soundtrack to which 1980 space opera starring Max von Sydow and Brian Blessed?
Oh, God. Oh, God, Buckle, you got me.
A space opera, 1980 space opera.
Space opera.
Oh, Joe, this is... Ryan's pissed
you got
off
me.
Right now. And, you know, we gotta call him at the end of this to approve
okay, I understand,
of this.
I understand. I'm going to go ahead and buzz in with not Dune. It was not Dune. Dune was in 1982.
You don't say what it isn't, you say what it is.
Oh, is that how quiz shows work? Okay.
Okay, not either of you got it. It was Flash Gordon. Okay, so,
I call him Flash in the Pan, Gordon.
Fucking moron.
Okay.
Oh, God.
In what U.S. state was the outlaw Jesse James born?
Jesus Christ.
What? I'm supposed to know things? I'm supposed to know facts?
Joe Buckley.
I'm gonna go Vermont.
Well, okay, what's your guess, Higgins?
Smash in the dark. That's gotta be Texas.
It was Missouri. You're both wrong. Oh, this is a terrible shush hour as usual.
You know,
no,
yeah,
they
had the lead in the gasoline. What do you expect? You know, God,
yeah.
My brain functions. You know, I've only got the frontal lobe left. You know, everything back of it.
I understand, sir. You can't help it. You can't help the way you are.
Okay. What birds are traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Joe Buckley.
That's the canary.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck you, Joe. I don't care. Higgins gets the point.
I understand. I understand how this game is played.
Mr.
Buck the rules. Get it? Buck the rules.
Okay. What flavored jelly beans were created for United States President Ronald Reagan's inauguration?
I got it. Joe Buckley.
I'm going to get... Like,
all right, go ahead, Joe.
Okay. It's just basically the human flesh. They create a nice human flesh jelly bean for him to just snack on.
Higgins, you got an answer?
Oh, smash in the dark. Licorice.
No, it was blueberry. Blueberry.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. I was thinking human flesh, but no, that's okay.
Okay. The Lost City of the Incas is another name for what Peruvian site?
I got it.
Oh, Higgins.
Is that going to be the Machu Picchu?
It is. Look at that.
You only got that because you watched The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, God, no. It's like...
Okay.
These questions are too hard. Can we have more about David Lynch, please?
What a heavy load.
Fuck off. What method of underwater detection is short for sound navigation and ranging? I think Higgins caught first.
Okay, that's fine.
Sonar.
Yep, it is sonar.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, Joe, this is embarrassing.
Well, I'm buzzing in, but just slightly too slow.
Okay, Joe, here's one that you should get.
Okay.
Who was Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election?
Oh, God.
Joe Buckley.
I'm going to go with Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Oh, God.
Higgins, you got a guess?
I'm ashamed to say I forget that one.
It is Joe Lieberman.
So I'm supposed to know everyone who was ever named Joe?
Oh, him.
I know all the Joes now. Is that my thing?
I think Higgins voted for Bush in 2000.
Okay.
Or Higgins.
That in confidence.
Or Higgins, do you vote independent?
I vote unaffiliated.
Yeah. I'm unaffiliated with the polls. I've never voted once. I don't believe in it.
Okay, what is the largest human organ?
Joe
Buckley. It's got to be the...
Joe, go ahead.
Large intestine.
Negative. That would be the skin, my friend.
It is the skin.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was the poop chute.
Higgins, don't clap too hard.
That's a trick question.
I'm worried about your clapping, Higgins, because your hands are so frail. I don't want the arthritis to kick in.
Oh, God, they're breaking.
I understand, sir. I understand. Make sure you have some like buzzy bee lip chap to keep the rub on your hands. That might help.
Okay. What was the title of Eddie Murphy's first movie? 23 minutes, 35 seconds left on the clock.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy's first movie.
Joe Buckley.
Joking with Them Kids.
Joking with Them Kids?
Yeah, I believe that was his first film.
Fuck off, Joe. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It was Men in Black 3. I don't know.
What's the name of the one with James Earl Jones? I can't remember that one. Coming to America? No, it wasn't that one.
No, it was not. It was 48 hours, gentlemen. 48 hours.
Oh.
Okay. Which metal has the chemical symbol W?
Joe Buckley.
Wu-anium.
Nope.
It's not wu-anium?
Nope, it's not wu-anium.
Okay.
I failed chemistry. I got nothing.
Is tungsten. Tungsten, gentlemen.
Tungsten carbide.
Okay. Who was the first woman to be entombed at the Pantheon on her own merit? These are fucking hard.
Joe Buckley.
I'm going to go Catherine the Great. She was a slut. She probably got entombed for being a slut.
Ah, Joe.
It's better if you're funny.
Yeah.
It was Marie Curie.
Okay. I thought that was a bad thing to be entombed. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, gosh. You guys aren't going to get any of these. Okay.
Well, this is a hard game show.
What year was the first book of the Bourne trilogy series first published?
Oh, God. The Jason Bourne.
First Bourne trilogy book, what year was it published?
Joe Buckley.
I'm going to go with Who Gives a Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I remember these in the early 2000s. Just shot in the dark. 2001?
No, 1980. All the way back to 1980.
Yeah, they had to dig deep in the well to get something to make into a movie.
Oh, boy. Oh, these are just so hard.
It's so unimportant. These questions are so unimportant.
Yeah,
also
this isn't funny one bit. 21 minutes, 23 seconds left on the clock.
Listen, I can be funny. I'll do a question to you guys. How about that?
We're waiting.
Oh, okay.
Dead
okay,
air.
Go ahead. No. So, what is the optimum device used to clip your toenails if you can't reach them?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know because I can reach my toes because my body mass index is a single digit.
Okay. Well, the answer was garden shears. Garden shears are the best tool to clip your toenails if you can't reach them.
Okay. What video game got its name from a Japanese mistranslation of King Kong?
Joe Buckley. Donkey Kong.
Oh, got okay. It.
I mean,
You're faster than me, Buck.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna reset this. What color are shelled pistachio nuts? Pistachio nuts. What color are they? Higgins.
Depends on what you buy. If you buy the poisonous ones, they're bright magenta. If you buy the natural ones, they are beige.
That's good enough for me.
Okay. This man knows pistachio nuts.
Joe, have you ever had a nut before?
I accidentally ate an almond and it came out my asshole hole and I never ate another one again.
Why were you looking at your stool?
I like to sift through it to make sure my marbles. I swallowed some marbles whenever I was 10 and I'm still looking for them.
Total fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Which chemical element did the ancients call brimstone?
Got this one.
Oh, Higgins.
Just like what I'm going to rain down on the Buckley here, sulfur.
Yes, and it's sulfur. Oh my, this is one smart old man.
I should have answered that because that's in Binding of Isaac.
Okay, what Beatles...
Well, you know, it's what...
Oh, go ahead, Higgins.
No, go ahead.
What Beatles single lasted longest on the charts at 19 weeks?
Oh God, I hate those.
Joe Buckley!
I think I got it.
Oh yeah, is it a joke, Joe?
Yes, it is. It is a joke.
Okay, what is it?
It's I'm Not Gonna Hit My Wife No More by John Lennon.
But yeah, it's the Beatles.
Well, yeah, it was him singing, though. It was mostly him.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, I despise those long-haired hippies. Joe Cantor, it's a white album.
Okay, it was Hey Jude. Jude.
Okay,
where can you find
three.
Where can you find the world's smallest penguin? Where can you find the world's smallest penguin?
Joe Buckley. I think I got it.
It's an island. It's an island off of Australia. I'll give you that much.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Higgins.
Madagascar.
No, not Madagascar.
Oh. Joe?
Kuwait.
You have said Kuwait like 8 times on this podcast. I don't know just like the hard K sound?
No, it's in Big Lebowski.
Okay. Tasmania was the answer.
Okay.
Tasmania.
Let me tell you, that ain't the only devil coming from that place.
Okay, when what vitamin is milk fortified with... Okay, fuck it. Higgins.
Yeah.
Calcium.
This says vitamin D.
Oh, God. That's what I get for being too brazen.
The question was poorly written, and it had something to do with rickets.
Oh,
it had something to do with rickets. So I apologize.
Oh, I got excited. That's what I get for being excitable.
Where is the National Civil Rights Museum?
Joe Buckley!
I'm going to...
Joe...
I'm just basing my history, yeah.
Okay. You could have just said Texas, but thank you. It's
well, I'm
not.
Giving my rationale. Okay.
It is not.
Okay.
Higgins?
Okay. I feel like an absolute tool for not knowing this, but unknown.
It is Memphis, Tennessee.
So Tennessee close to Texas. Same kind of area. Same ballpark.
Okay. What Saturday Night Live cast member played Sean Connery in the Celebrity Jeopardy skits?
Joe Buckley.
I'm going to go with Sandler.
Jenna! No.
I don't know. Oh, I assumed you might try to sabotage me with, let's say, a Sandler sabotage.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, God. This is burning me up because I know the skit. You know, I'm the cock of the walk. You know, that's what your mother said, Trebek. But I don't know the actor.
It is Daryl Hammond. We were looking for Daryl Hammond. Okay, how many points are E and O each worth in a Scrabble game? E and O, how many points are they worth?
Joe Buckley.
5.
Higgins.
Okay, Google. what is E&O worth in Scrabble?
No, he's cheating! He's cheating!
Oh, God! Oh, God! No, I'm an old man. I don't know computers. I don't play the Scrabble either.
16 minutes, 5 seconds. This is a shit show. The answer was 1.
I believe this is a great show, people. You're getting some great bonus content from the old Joe Buckley. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Old Joe Buckley. Oh, God.
Well, I'm old at heart, young in body.
Okay.
Neither of those are true, but go ahead.
What type of animal is the Japanese monster Ghidorah?
Joe Buckley.
A lizard. What?
You know, the Chinese cartoons, I don't watch them. Unknown.
Cuttlefish.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, the term black market was first used during which war?
Joe Buckley.
Civil?
No. Higgins?
Okay. Oh, I'll guess World War One.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, pure guess.
Oh, geez, Joe, this is embarrassing.
I've got 3 points.
No, you've got 1 point.
Okay.
And Higgins has 7. Getting your ass whooped by an old man.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes they watch a lot more TV than I do.
6 and a guess. Ooh.
Okay, how many people made up the U.S. Electoral College in 2020? So how many individual votes were there for the Electoral College in 2020?
Far too many.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Far too few.
Yeah.
Joe Buckley.
Joe, you got a number. You got a guess?
269.
Dear fucking Lord. And you were an election, what was it,
No, I was not. I did not do it that cycle.
Not this year, but you have in the past.
Well, their $120 doesn't buy too much.
Jesus Christ, Joe. Higgins, you got a guess?
Oh, I got far too much to say about the Electoral College. Didn't watch. Unknown.
538. 538 U.S. electoral votes.
Okay.
Okay. What female singer is discussed at the start of the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, I got it.
Joe Buckley.
Madonna.
It is Madonna.
Yeah, she got a big dick in her left ear, big dick in her right.
Now, have you ever had any experience with being funny?
Yeah.
Okay. What route runs from Chicago to Los Angeles?
Got this one.
Yep.
66.
Oh, you are right, Higgins. It is Route 66.
Okay. I was going to go with the Buttfuck Expressway.
Go. 13 minutes, 27 seconds. This sucks. Ryan's going to be pissed.
No. This is a great episode. I believe in the viewers. I believe in us. We can do better. We don't have to do better. This is already amazing.
What eccentric artist based his famous mustache on that worn by painter Diego Velázquez?
Joe Buckley.
I'm going to go.
I'm sorry. I think that's Velázquez. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to go Andy Warhol because he's an eccentric artist.
And that's the only one you know, and it is wrong.
That's fine.
Higgins, what do you got?
Oh, honey, I need your help with this one.
No, you cannot call a friend.
Oh, God, not again. I was muted. You didn't hear that. Oh, God. Oh, God damn it. Mrs. Higgins is sleeping, and she can't help me. I don't know.
Wake up the cats.
It is Salvador Dali. Salvador Dali.
Okay.
Famous mustache was the key there.
I like Un Chen Adios.
Okay.
No, it's a good movie he made. It's a good short.
Let's see. Oh, boy. Oh, 12 minutes, 24 seconds.
Ooh. Yeah, great. It's a great episode. Yeah, I believe so. I believe in us.
Okay, what year did Pinocchio first appear in published media?
Joe Buckley.
Let's see. Disney stole it from the public domain. I'm going to guess 1879.
Surprisingly close, but inaccurate. Higgins,
I just knew the public domain thing.
All the Disney movies, they're based on shit. I mean, things that are, you know, way older than itself. If it's 1800s, I don't know.
I only know
the 50s stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and give that point to Joe. It was 1883.
Okay.
I'm just surprised that you were able to get within 4 years of that. So you get a handicap.
Okay, a handicap point. I just knew it would be in the ballpark of that because the whole public domain shit was like around 50 years. And
you flipping some pizza dough there, Joe?
I like to move my hands like David Lynch. There's nothing wrong with that.
Fuck you, man.
Okay, who was Adolf Hitler's favorite composer?
Joe Buckley.
I bet he was a big fan of Bach because it's one name. It's not like a scene at the end. No. Okay.
This is pretty famous.
I'm gonna take I'm gonna say Beethoven, German for German.
Wagner.
Okay.
Wagner.
I think that's how you're supposed to say it because it's a W, but I think they say it like a V.
Well, I do not call it the Vitch. I call it the Witch. So I don't give any regard to that.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Okay. Which planet was originally known as the Georgian Star? Joe, you should get this one because you think about it all the time.
Oh, Joe Buckley.
Uranus. Oh, God. Uranus?
Yep, Joe got it. Uranus. Okay, quick sidebar. Who has the looser anus, Joe or Higgins? Higgins because of age Joe because of wear and tear.
What? I didn't even have a chance to buzz in.
What? No, I'm just asking.
Do the exercises. I do the Kegels.
I do calisthenics in my day as well. I do.
Joe, how often do you poop?
I poop probably once a day. What's wrong with that?
I don't know if that's healthy. I think you're supposed to poop like two or three times a day. Okay, is it just like one giant hard brick of a shit?
No, it varies. But I'll start saving it. I'll start saving it in a large tub so you can take a look then.
You haven't made me laugh once.
God. Higgins, how are your stools?
Oh, God. You really want to know? I mean, I should buy stock in dried figs, my boy. You know, you got to clean it out. And even then, I might get a peanut every once every 2 weeks.
I understand. I understand that, sir. Like I said, my almond situation, it just passed whole.
What soft drink company? Soft drink company adopted Santa as a spokesman in the 1930s?
Joe Buckley.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Sorry, Joe clapped in first, Higgins. Don't worry. You're still in the lead. Joe has 5 points to Higgins' 8, 9. I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Video Killed the Radio Star was the debut music video on which channel in 1981? Higgins.
VH1.
No, VH1. Higgins.
Oh, Joe Buckley. MTV.
Yes, it was MTV.
MTV.
It was
I can never remember which one of those is older.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
It's okay. You try not to be embarrassed about your bodily functions.
Okay, what animal...
Yeah, I'm still reeling.
What animal always gives birth to same-sex twins? I didn't know this. What animal? It is a mammal. I'll give you that much. It is a mammal. Stop. What does that sound?
Oh, yeah.
8 give minutes, 24 seconds, and Joe is climaxing. Go ahead, Higgins.
I'm going to take a guess. Hyenas are weird. Hyenas.
It is not hyenas, but I like the guess.
Joe Buckley. I'm going to go with a hippo because they got a lot of room in the gut to develop.
Oh, fuck. It's armadillo. Jesus.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Who said, if you're going through hell, keep going? Higgins, you should get this one. You're an old man.
I should know this. I've said it many times myself. I'm guilty of using quotes that I don't know the author of.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Madonna. She was always bitching about stuff.
Oh, God, Joe.
What?
I said Madonna 5 minutes ago, so it's got to be Madonna.
I bet it is.
Higgins, what do you got?
It's some military fellow. It's a military man. I know that. Unknown.
It is Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Okay, on the TV show South Park, which character wears a blue hat with a red pom-pom on it?
Joe Buckley.
I got this one. Stan.
It's Stan.
Well, Joe technically clapped first, but Higgins said it, so you probably were going to guess Kyle.
No, I wasn't. No, I was going through it. They're basically the same character, but I went through it in my head, Yes.
Okay, 7 minutes. Oh, on the dot. Oh.
There's so much good stuff in this episode. So many facts for the people.
Well, these are difficult.
Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich? Higgins.
Australia.
No.
Joe Buckley.
Gonna go Africa?
It is Africa, Joe.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice.
You fucking took you too. You're like, hey, there's like 9 of them, aren't there?
Yeah, well, there's too many to count. I think we should get rid of a couple.
Okay, when was Gatorade first introduced? I'll give you a clue. It is before 1980, but after 1960.
Joe Buckling.
71.
And seventy-three.
It was 65, gentlemen. 65.
See, I was in my head. I was going. I know it was a sports drink, so I thought maybe they introduced it after O.J. Simpson got really thirsty after stabbing his wife and that man. I thought maybe they gave him a nice beverage.
You got nothing, or you would have shown me now. So get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. In the book and movie Cujo, what type of dog is Cujo?
Joe Buckling.
Joe.
Saint Bernard.
It is a Saint. Oh my gosh, we are. Okay, Joe has 4 or 8. Higgins, you are at 8. We are all tied up with 5 minutes 30 seconds
I'm
left.
Boy, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
okay. What is a male goose called? Boy, yeah, boy. What is a male goose called?
Got this.
Higgins, is it Higgins?
That will be it. That's a gander.
Oh my gosh, Higgins, you're amazing. Higgins takes the lead, 8-9.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, what is the name of the actor who plays Dexter Morgan on the TV show Dexter?
Oh, shit.
Joe Buckling.
Just like that, the wind
go
is
ahead,
out
Joe.
Of my soul.
I'm going to go Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
Okay.
Higgins, you got a guess?
I have nothing. I have no guess for that. Modern TV.
Michael C. Hall.
Imagine if it was Michael Cera. That'd be cool.
Sure, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, how many pounds are there in a standard U.S. ton?
Got this.
Higgins?
2,000.
Oh, you are absolutely right.
Okay.
What U.S. First Lady helped draft the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Oh, this is shameful.
You know, I come from a time when ladies just weren't as... I can't say that. Ooh, I didn't say that.
I understand.
Okay, this is before 1970.
Joe Buckley.
I'm going to go with Eisenhower's chick.
Eisenhower's chick. Jesus Christ, Joe. You could say his wife.
Reducing them to chick again.
Well, I thought sometimes they just married just to get on the platform.
Eleanor Roosevelt, before either of you puts your dumb, filthy feet in your mouths again.
My feet are clean, sir.
Oh, God.
Okay. What game came bundled with the first Nintendo Game Boy in America?
Joe Buckley.
Joe, got this.
Joe clap first. What is it, Joe?
Tetris.
It is Tetris. We are 9-10. Higgins still has the lead. A duck-billed platypus is one of the only three mammals in the world that can do what?
Higgins. Got this. Lay eggs.
Yes.
Damn it, I was going with suck his own penis.
Fuck off.
Fucking A, man.
Okay. Okay, what did women use to redden their lips during the era of Louis the 14th?
Joe Buckley.
It is a fruit.
Oh.
So, Joe, you got a guess?
Strawberry. Okay, I was guessing pig's blood.
Pomegranate.
No, it was a lemon.
Nice and sour.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe the sour.
Oh, God.
It just dissolves their lips until they look nice and red.
It irritated it until it was blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexy. That's the hottest.
What car manufacturer was the first to introduce seatbelts as a standard feature?
Joe Buckling.
Ford.
And Higgins. Okay.
Hey, I hear typing.
That's me. I'm not typing.
That's me clapping. That's me using my hands. I want to say Chevrolet. I'm just going to say Chevrolet Counterforce.
It was Saab. S-A-A-B. Saab.
That's
I think that's
not
how you're
even
supposed
a
to
car.
Say. It definitely is.
Who actually owns one of those?
Okay. Comic book writer and artist Jack Kirby was given what name at birth? Minute 58 seconds. Holy
Joe
shit.
Buckling.
The amazing fetus.
Aunt Jacob Kurtzberg. Nobody was going to get that.
Yeah.
Who played Dolly Levi in the film adaptation of Hello, Dolly?
Ooh. Again with the film questions. Ooh.
I don't know.
Barbara
Not
Streisand.
Ooh, that's frightening.
Okay, what do the 13 stripes on the U.S. What do the 13 stripes on the U.S. flag represent?
Okay. Original colonies.
Yes, original colonies. Gentlemen, I think we are done here. I think it's over. Higgins has won 12-9, and Joe, you have 1 minute and 14 seconds to talk to Ryan and ask for permission to post this pile of steaming shit.
I think
this is an okay podcast. I think there's a lot of facts that people are going to learn off of this. I think there's all kinds of little. Hey Ryan,
we just did. Are you smarter than a senile old man with Higgins, a fan favorite character that has to come back. 49 seconds left on the clock. They couldn't even get the first question. Joe especially. Joe does not know that what Flash Gordon is, the 1980 space opera.
I don't know.
There's one question left in this game show, and what is it? You ask Ryan, 34 seconds.
Can I publish this? Please, sir. Please, can I publish it? Please.
29 seconds, Ryan.
Well, seeing as you interrupted Higgins' day by having him come on and dance around with you, and all the bullshit you spew, and you don't even know what Flash Gordon is, even though it's a character that's been around for about 70 years.
I was very tired.
10 seconds on the clock.
So I'm going to go ahead and say...
5 seconds.
Reach down into my soul and say, get fucked. No.
No, No, Joe.
Joe, start playing the drums. We're out. We're out of here. Play the drums.
No one's going to hear it. No one's going to know.
Slap yourself.
Now my embarrassment dies with me. The embarrassment dies with me.
Ooh. Joe, the audience can't hear you. Paul, fucking play the drums. Boo boo, come out of boo ba 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 ba.
A waste of time.
Biggins, we are sorry.
Oh, God.
We apologize, Ryan. We're sorry. Keep playing the drums, you big fart mouth. Keep playing. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Shush Hour, another shit show for the ages. So long. Adios. Joe, apologize.
I'm not sorry.
I'm going to go back to bed.